there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club. We're glad you've joined us on the Bible Club today. We hope you call your neighbors and friends so that they might listen too, and that you'll be ready for the singing and the Bible story in just a little while. And now, here's the Bible Club choir to begin the program under the direction of Mr. Howard Woods. Did you ever hear such a wonderful sound as young people singing praises to the Lord Jesus Christ? Oh, I hope you can praise Him from your heart like the Bible Club choir can, because you know just the message of that song. You've come to the Father, the Heavenly Father, through the Lord Jesus Christ, His only begotten Son. That's the way of salvation, and that's also the way of the beginning of wonderful blessings in your life as you walk day by day, obeying the Lord Jesus Christ. I hope you Bible Clubbers that are listening will write us this week. It's wonderful to hear from boys and girls from here clear across to California and Washington. I'm going to take time to read some of those letters one day, but right now I want you to get ready to write your letter and send your letter to Aunt Carolyn,
6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. Here's our email address, AuntCarolyn@ChildrensBibleClub.com. That's all lowercase letters and no spaces.
And be sure to let us know what station you hear the Bible Club on. And now, here's the choir again with more music.
Open for the King.
to the prophets of Baal had caused such a frenzy and despair all day long, Elijah's figure loomed like a large, silent silhouette against the evening horizon. With his arms raised and his eyes lifted toward heaven, he asked God to prove that he was the true and living God and that Elijah was his prophet. And like a lightning bolt, fire fell from heaven and consumed the sacrifice, and there was no more doubt. The people knew that the Lord was God, and they fell on their faces before him. And immediately the wicked prophets of Baal were killed, and the uncleanness and the sinfulness was wiped out. And then God sent the wonderful rain, all the sweet, refreshing rain after the famine and after the drought. How wonderful God was! But Ahab went home and told Jezebel all the events of the day, and with her wicked heart, she could see no blessing. She wasn't glad that her people weren't going to starve to death anymore. All she was worried about was those prophets of Baal being killed, and she was so mad that she immediately sent a terrible threat on Elijah's life, and she said, warning to him, that he'd be dead by tomorrow this time. And poor Elijah, who had just seemed to burn his life out for the Lord, had worked so hard the day before, and had run all the way to Jezreel before Ahab to warn him of the rain. Now, after all the good he had done, they wanted to kill him. And fear struck his heart, and he started to run for his life. He went a whole day's journey to Beersheba and left his servant there. And when he went out in the wilderness, he was so exhausted he fell down under a juniper tree, and he said, "Oh, Lord, just let me die." You talk about tired and discouraged, he was. He just felt like there was no use to fight it any longer. And he said, "Lord, just take my life away." But as he lay there and slept, soon an angel woke him up. And did you know God, in a wonderful way, sent cake of bread and a cruse of water for him to drink? Oh, he was so exhausted he didn't even say thank you, Lord. He just fell right back to sleep. And in a little while the angel of God woke him again and fed him again. And he went for 40 days in the strength of that food. And he ran for his life all the way to Mount Horeb, which was way on the opposite part of the country. And when he got there he was still fearful, and he found a cave in the mount and hid. And as he was there one day, he heard God's voice and said, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" And Elijah didn't even stop. You know, he'd talked to the Lord so often and been so close to God till when he heard the word of God, it didn't worry him. He was willing and ready to answer. And he said, "Well, Lord, I have just worked for you. I've fought for you when everybody else turned against you and the people turned against you and served false gods. And now they seek to take away my life, and I'm the only one left, and I'm just ready to give it up, Lord." And God said, "Elijah, go out and stand in front of the mount." And as Elijah obeyed, all of a sudden, a terrible wind came through the mountain and made the rocks fall and made the trees go and break in pieces the rocks, and it was a terrible wind, like a terrible storm. But the Bible says God wasn't in all that racket and force of the wind. And Elijah waited again, and then the mountain began to quake and tremble, and cracks came in it, and as a result of the terrible earthquake, rocks rolled down the mountain. There was a terrible roar from the shake, and Elijah stood there like God said, and he didn't hear God's voice because God wasn't in the earthquake. And then, even more frightening than it all, was a terrible fire came, just licking and eating up everything in its path. Oh, it was a wonderful way to show the force and the power of God. But God was not in it to speak to Elijah. And then came, in the silence, a still, small voice. Elijah recognized that voice in the quietness of it all. It didn't take all kinds of ruckus for God to speak to his servant. He wanted to still him and speak to him in quietness, and Elijah went out to listen. And once more God said, "Elijah, what are you doing here?" And Elijah said, "Well, Lord, you know the whole story. Everybody's turned against you, and I've fought for you, and I'm the only one left." And he was still just so discouraged. And you would have thought God said, Well, Elijah, poor thing, you have been so faithful, and I'm so sorry for you. You know what God did? He didn't give him one word of sympathy. All he did was give him a new commandment for the job and courage for the task. Say, God offers his mercy, and you might get down and you might get discouraged if you're standing faithful for God. But, you know, God'll give you courage, and he'll give you strength, but he's not going to baby you. No, sir. You've got his word to study. Just like Elijah, God came to him, and the word of the Lord came to him. And that's what you need if you're a discouraged Christian. Get your Bible down. Get busy reading the word. Get alone with the Lord praying. And God'll give you the encouragement you need. He's not going to pat you on the back and baby you. But he's going to do you just like he did Elijah. He said, Elijah, I got a job for you to do, and I'll give you the courage, and I'll give you the strength and the help you need. He says, now get out of this mountain cave and get down and go down and anoint Hazael to be king and get Jehu and anoint him king over Israel. And then I want you to go down and find Elisha, and I'm going to let you get him to be the helper for you for a while, and then he'll learn how to take your place when you're gone. Now, Elijah, get moving. And he says, besides that, don't get so down in the mouth, because I've still got 7,000 people that haven't bowed the knee to Baal. So you don't need to think you're the only one still standing. Now get a move on. And you know, Elijah got his clothes together and started down that mountain with a new purpose in life. And after that, he went and called Elisha, and he anointed those other kings and did great and mighty miracles for God. Now listen, you can do great things for God too if you will, but you got to get moving. Stay in the word, stay in prayer, and look to God for your help and strength. And now God bless you until next week.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.